discussing issues relating to the tziruf of the maser. We have our Mishnah discussing when you have a tziruf of shtei kitei edim to become a kad of four. If they become a kad of four, they're edus achas, then you have to imagine everybody. And then we say if one becomes karbo pasul, then edus and b'teila. If you're mazim, some of them according to Tosis, it's the same halacha, edus and b'teila. If they're shtei kitei edim, if they're not roan elus elu, the criteria given in the Mishnah, then they're shtei edios. In that case, if one kat becomes a memes, you can kill that kat because it's their separate entity. You can also kill the person based on the other kat, hu behein neharogin. The klal of the Mishnah is you need a tziruf of the two kitei edim, and the tziruf is created by virtue of miksasan roan elu es elu. That's what the Mishnah discusses. We have the sugya in the Gemara of Eidos Miuchedes, that's one and one, that each Eid does not see the other. And that's also a problem by Din Nefashos, but Din Mamanis, that would be good. Now we have a statement of Rava in the Gemara, which it's not clear exactly what Rava's statement is speaking about. What is he directed to? Amar Rava, Im hayu roin es hamasre, o hamasre roa osan mitstarfin. Rava talks about a tziruf al yidei hamasre. The words that we have, the gersa shelofaneinu, it's one of two possibilities. If the kitei edim see the masre, or the masre sees the kitei edim. Now, I say kitei edim, really I should be more careful with my words. Ro'in as hamasre could mean the one aid and the one aid. In other words, ba'edus miyuchedes. So the ro'in means the one aid and the one aid. That's if Rav will be going on that. Or if Rav will be going in the Mishnah, then the Rohan means the four, the two and the two. And that's part of the shayla of how to read Rav's statement. Is Rav directing his words to the Mishnah? And if he's going on the Mishnah, then what does he mean? What is he going on? Is he going on the reish of the Mishnah, of the case of where the Eidus Achas, and he's giving us another requirement on top of what the Mishnah says? One way to read Rava on the Mishnah. Who reads Rava that way? The Yesh Mefarshim. We'll soon explain more. There's another way to read Rava going on the Mishnah, and that is Rava is directing himself to that which it says in the second part of the Mishnah. In other words, Rava is basically trying to explain what does it really mean when we say Miksas and Ronis Elus Elu, as opposed to what's not called Ron Elus Elu. This is defined in terms of seeing the Masra. But the Masra is seeing them. We have to see who learns that way. And then there's another way to learn, and that is Rav is speaking about Eidos Miuchedes, which is what we just saw in the Gemara just before here. The Eidos Miuchedes, which we say is no good, but in the Fashos, Rava says, but there is a way to combine the one and the one, separate from the one and the one seeing each other, and that is al yidei hamasre. Now, there are a lot of implications based on how you're going to read Rava. I think since we read the Tosas yesterday, there are a lot of cheshbonos we have to pay the chaser over again, but I think for the hashlama of what we had yesterday in the Tosas hu vehei ne'eragin, it would be kedai to see the Tosas amar Rava. Well, again, we're going to revisit the Yesh Mefarshim of before, and then maybe we'll have a chance to go back and go over some of the details from the Cheshbon of yesterday. So, Amar Rava, Im Hein Roin Es Hamaser, O Hamaser Ro, O Son. Nikan Maisi, Yesh Mefarshim, that's the gears that the Bach explains should be read here. Nikan Maisi, Yesh Mefarshim, Raya B'mas Nisin, Gabi Seifa. The Mishnah talks about the case of shtei edios when it's ein roen elu es elu. So that case that the Mishnah considers them to be shtei edios because they're not roen elu es elu, the Yesh Mefarshim are explaining the mikomakom mairi that even that case of ein roen elu es elu is still discussing a case that what afopi says the Bach afopi shein roen hamasre kidepriches. So the Yesh Mefarshim saw Rava's statement as relating to what part of the Mishnah? That the Mishnah in its entirety, is discussing a case of a tziruf of the masre, and separate from that requirement, what's the shift, what's the contrast between the Reisha and the Seifa vis-a-vis what detail? Rowan Elu Eselu. That the case in the Reisha is that the Rowan Elu Eselu, then the Edus Achas, but provided, of course, that there's also the given, what we have in Rava's statement of the Tziruf of the Masver, meaning either he sees the two Kiti Edim or the two Kiti Edim see him, but you also need Rowan Elu Eselu. What's different than the Sefer is, again, what remains constant is this halacha that the Masver is Mitzuruf to the two Kiti Edim, but what's different than the Sefer is they're not Rowan Elu Eselu. And so the Yesh Mefarshim see that from Rava. Mikan Maisim Yesh Mefarshim Raya, Gabi Sefer, the Mikom Mokam Mairi, even though they're Rowan Amasra. Which is another way of saying, as the Bach explains over here in Oshei, that what they're learning in Rava is that Rava is directing himself on the first part of the Mishnah. Yesh Mefarshim, look in the Bach with me, Sivkat Nehei. Yesh Mefarshim Svira Luhu, the Rava Aresha de Masnisin Kai. Rava is directing himself to the first part of the Mishnah that says, Harei Egu Edus Achas. Le'aruye, to teach me, the Ein Mitztarfin, the Miksas and Rowan, Elis Elu, Ela Im Kain, the Ika Tarti Le'tevusa. What does the first part of the Mishnah tell us that they become Edus Achas? By virtue of Miksas and Rowan, Elis Elu. Rava, in effect, is adding another condition. Bamed Dvar Mamurim. When are we saying this halacha that they're Edus Achas because Bisman Shem Miksas and Rowan, Elis Elu? Provided, of course, also there's a Tziruf of the Masra. The Ika Tarti Le'tevusa, the Rowan Namias HaMasra. In which case, that's also the Sefer of the Mishnah, because what's only changing in the Sefer is the detail of whether their own Elu Eselu. The Imkein Mairi Nami Sefer, the Ketani Harel Beis Edios, Afi Shein Ron Esam Masra. So this is where they're coming from. So they're reading Rava as saying, in Ron Esam Masra, and only then can we even consider the possibility of Mitztarfin, provided, of course, that we have what the Mishnah defines as required for Tziruf, which is Rowan Elus Elu. But we also must assume that there was a Tziruf of the Masra. Without the Tziruf of the Masra, there's nothing to talk about. Without the Tziruf of the Masra, there would not be Edus Achas. But what else is missing? Without the Tziruf of the Masra, what Tosus points out is earlier, why is the Masra so essential to the Mitzuruf to the Edim? Because without the Tziruf of the Masra, you could not kill the person. That's what Tosus pointed out earlier. Without that which the Masra sees the Kite Edim, and the Kite Edim see, or the Kite Edim see the Masra, this is what Tosus quotes earlier. So again, what's guiding the Yesh Mefarshim Pshat in Rava? Okay, we'll have to go back over the details more of the earlier Tosus, but that's where they're coming from. Why does Tosus disagree, and how does Tosus interpret Rava? V'lav Nosihi. Again, Tosus had kashas on the Yesh Mefarshim earlier. We'll come back to that. In terms of the Cheshbon, what Tosus was thinking about Tziruf HaMasra, what it does, and why it's not necessary for the Mishnah. But what does Tosus learn for Rav? V'lam nosihi. The hacha a'edus nilchedes debraisakoi. The words of Rav are not speaking about the Mishnah, that you need to have Tziruf HaMasra to speak about when it's Edus Achas, it's not sufficient, Ron Elis Elu. And even when you have Tziruf HaMasra, again, there's two parts to this. That you can't have Edus Achas with Ron Elis Elu unless you have Tziruf HaMasra. And, vis-a-vis the Sefer, Tziruf HaMasra alone is insufficient if it's not Ron Elis Elu. Again, there's two halves to this. You understand again? You can't have Edus Achas by Ron Elis Elu if you also don't have, critically, you have to have Tziruf HaMasra. And Tziruf HaMasra itself is insufficient if you don't have... Tziruf HaMasra is insufficient if you don't have what? Right. If it ain't Ron Elis Elu, makes sense also now. Tosus says, "Vilam Nosihi." Now, The hacha aedus milchedes de brisakai. What is Rav speaking about? Not the Mishnah. It's talking about what we just had in the Gemara. Eidus milchedes, one aid and one aid who don't see each other, that testify about a murder. Diktani echad mechalonze and so on. Emet starfin. The Allah kamar on this Rav says, the im ha'ed mikan, the ha'ed mikan roen hamasra. If the aid on either side sees the masra, both the aid on this side and the aid on this side see the masra. Oh, Hamasa bro, O son, or the master sees the aid on this side, the aid on that side. Mitstarfen lios edus achas gabia eitzemikan va eitzemikan afa pish ein roen elus elu. In other words, by edus miuchedes, you can solve the problem and create that it's not edus miuchedes, even if it's not that the aid, one aid sees the other aid. But rather that the masra sees this aid and the other aid, or this aid and the other aid see the masra. The hamasra mitzarfan kimo. This is identical, says Tosus, to what? To miksas and rowan egos ego de masnisin. In other words, another variation of the miksas and rowan egos ego is in the case over here by edus milchedes, where it's not rowan egos ego directly, but via the masra, he's mitzarif, it's ki'ilu roen elus elu. Who has a question? Esma.
He's arguing with the Yishmael Farshim and saying that...
Arguing on pshat of what Rav is going on. Yishmael Farshim learned, he's going to ask a kasha from the words, from the lashon of Rav. Yishmael Farshim learned, Rav is going on the Mishnah, meaning to say that the entire Mishnah is discussing that you have a tziruf hamasra. And within that constant scenario of Tzirof HaMasveh, you also have to consider whether they're own Elus Elu or not, to be whether they're one kat of four or two kritos of two. Tosus disagrees with that, and Tosus says, what does Rav mean instead? Edus Milchedes is only a problem, Edus Milchedes, if there isn't a Tzirof HaMasveh. If there's a Tzirof HaMasveh, that becomes the same thing as Miksas and Rowan Elus Elu.
Back to the Mishnah.
It brings back to the Mishnah. It's interesting, but it's not that it's going on the Mishnah. It's interesting. What we could ask already at this point, and let's maybe do it, the Bach does this at the end, so why not say that Rav is going on the Mishnah, but just say it a different way than the way the Yishmael Farshim said it. Now let's suggest as follows, that Rav is saying, in Hayu, Rowan as a master, master, Rowan Osan, is going not in the case of one and one, it's going in the case of two and two of the Mishnah. And what Rav is saying is, this counts like what? As Ron Eser. You don't need to be Ron Eilas Ego. It's enough to have Master Ron Son or Hein Ron Son Master. Well, my son, that's also good. No, so who asked this Kasha? Well, Maisa, who apparently learned Pshat this way, and Rava? Who apparently learned Pshat and Rava? It's going on the safe of the Mishnah. On the din of Rowan Eilat, of Miksas and Rowan Eilat, Rava says, this counts as Miksas and Rowan Eilat. Who apparently learned Pshat that way in Rava? The Ritva. The Ritva went that way in Rava. If you look in the Ritva here by us, O Master Ro, O Son, Mitzdarfin, Perus, Vashmi'in, and Rava, Shezer Bechlal, Masha Shanino, B'Mishnah Seinu, Bismanzi Miksas and Rowan Elus Elu. Rav is telling us that this is part of what the Mishnah is saying. The Ilavachi have a Paul Rav Masnisin, the Baish Miksas and Rowan Elus Elu, and the Gemara doesn't tell me where Rav is coming from. The answer is that Rav sees this case, what he's saying, as lying within what the Mishnah is saying. So learns the Ritva and Rav. So it's going on the Mishnah, but not in the way the Yishmael Farshim saw it as going on the Mishnah. It's going on the Mishnah in the sense that this is considered like Ron Eilus Eilu. The Yishmael Farshim say that this Ron Eilus Eilu is an independent issue that you need to have to be Mitzuref as one kat. If you don't have it, there's the adios. But you also need to assume as well that there's a tziruf of the masra. Without that, you can't get the Eidus Achas. Without that, you couldn't get the Hubehei Nerogin in the Sefer. So that's a constant. what fluctuates in relation to Sefer is whether Ron is Egel. That's an independent variable. For the Ritva, Rav is inserting this halacha of Tzirof HaMasra into what the Mishnah means. Tosis is also learning that Rav is using the Tzirof HaMasra as a form of Ron Eilus Eilu Demas Nisan, but not that he's going on the Mishnah. He's going on what? On Eidus Miuchedus. So that's what the Bach wonders about. Why didn't Tosis learn, like as we see the Ritva's learning? Take a look at the Hemshech of the Bach with me. So where we're up to in the Bach, we're holding about Tosfos Sviruluhu. The Abraisa Kai, right? It's going in the Braisa. The Ikol Medak, so the Bach continues, and he asks, Amai lo pireish ha-Tosfos the Asefa demas nisin koi. Why does Tosef have to go say Rav is going on the what? On the Braisa, it's Mechedes. Let him go on the Mishnah. Let him go on the Rav's going on the Mishnah. The Aruye, the Beroen, Esamasa, Mitstafin, Abid, and Roen, Elas El. Again, what are we adding to this point? That's what the Ritva learns. Says the Bach, the Yeshu Omer, the Imkain, Havale, Larava, Litfos, Besefa, the Masnisin, the Litvoa, Dvarav, Allah. Then Rava should have grabbed on, you could say, to the last words of the Mishnah and then comment on that. In other words, Rava's statement appears in the Gemara in what context? Oh, my Rava, you rowing, doesn't say Pisca before it. The imlav shtei edios. No, but if you have tzirof hamasra, then they were not. Then it's darfin. Rabbi doesn't start to address the words of the Mishnah. Avo im nefarish da abaisa de samach leikai nicha. In other words, because we just mentioned the braisa, so Rava, by the fact that the Gemara is quoting the line of Rava soon after the quote from the braisa, so the natural interpretation would be that Rava is not going on the Mishnah, he's going on what we just said. Okay, and not out of the woods yet. That's why Tosis didn't want to learn that Rava is going on the Mishnah, which is how the Ritva learned, because of the way it's positioned in the Gemara. Nope, but we can still ask a question. Rava chose to tell us this chidush of Tzirof HaMasra working in what case? In the case Eres Miuchedes, so the Braisa, the one and one who don't see each other could become a tzuruf if you have a tzuruf of the Masr. Why did Rav have to do that? Why couldn't Rav tell us the same chidush with regard to the case of the Mishnah where it's not a tzuruf of one and one to become two Aidea Masr, but a tzuruf of two and two to become four Aidea Masr? And if I had a choice, which would be a bigger chidush, Rabosai, to tell me that there would be a tzuruf of Masr to make one and one equal to two to become two, or a tzuruf of Masr could help to make two and two to four? Which is a bigger chidush?
Two and two.
Two and two to four. Why?
Because they're each separate chidush.
Why? Because each one has its own koach. And where do you get that svara from? Tosis himself, just earlier. Just before, Tosis says, in the previous Tosis, that you could have thought, the Tanya Nami Hachi, right? You could have thought that by shteki de edim, it's less likely to create tzir if each one is already independent with the koach by itself. By one and one, maybe it's a little more easy, you could say, to create tzir because you don't have enough by itself, so maybe the tzir is more likely to go forward because he doesn't have independent koach. Tosis mentioned that far earlier. So if that's true, maybe Rava would want to tell me a bigger chiddush. This is what the Bach asks and doesn't answer. Continues the Bach. The very end. Umikom makom, says the Bach. I Rava gufi kasha. We could ask him Rava himself. I understand that the Rava clearly doesn't seem to be going on the Mishnah, but rather by my lo kava dvar vasefer de masnisin to tell me that fil b'shtei kitos the kol chada chashivi edus b'api nafsha, even though each one is already an independent koach of edus mitstafia de amas v'kid the kosvatosus b'samach b'dibar maschil tanya nami hachi. Yeah. So that already Rabach leaves us without an answer. But it's clear what we have here is two ways to learn within Tosis. Pshat and Rava, and we have the Ritva, which the Bach thinks Rava. Why didn't Rava speak, according to Tosfos, speak on the Mishnah? Let's complete the Tosfos. Tosfos says, how do I know that my Pshat is correct and not the way the Yesh Mefarshim are learning? The Teda, that Idus Miuchedes de Braisa Koi, it's going on Idus Miuchedes de Braisa, not in the Mishnah. De Ia Masnisim Koi, if it's going on the Mishnah, the katani that it says in the Mishnah, Hare Elu Shtei Edios Kedipirasti. It's going in the Mishnah that says Hare Shtei Edios. What do you mean Hare Shtei Edios? Meaning what? That you have to read a little bit more into the words. If it's going in the Mishnah, what is he going on? What part of the Mishnah? The Reisha or the Sefer? The going on the race, so the Edus Achas needs also the Tzir from Masna. But meaning to say, so what does Tosfos mean, Hareish de Edios? It's going on the race, not in the safe. Shtei Edios is the safe. What does Tosfos mean? What? It means that it follows from that, that what I put into the race remains constant as a variable for the safer too, that even b'makom that there is a Tzir from Masna, there's still going to be Shtei Edios if they're not Ron Eos Elu. And that's what Tosfos was pushing against the Yesh Mefarshim, as we saw in the earlier Tosfos. The Tosfos feels if you have a Tzir from Masna, then it automatically is the equivalent of what of Ron Eos Elu, as Tosfos himself learns Rav. So now, that's how you read it now. The Ia Masnisen Koi, the Tana Reus de Edios, Kid the Pirashti. As the Bach adds to explain, meaning the Ia Masnisen HaReisha Koi, the Mishnah is going on the Mishnah on the Reisha to tell me, by putting on the Reisha, what is he in effect telling me the inference of that is? That what? Because what's the difference between the Sefer and the Reisha? In what Nekuda differentiating the Sefer? In terms of whether it's Ro and Eilus, Eilus, not Ro and Eilus. By putting this into the Reisha, you're basically putting it into the entire Mishnah. You're not defining Mixas and Ro and Eilus as the Masvah Tziruf, you're putting this in and saying you need this on top of what you have in the Mishnah. So what it means, the E, Hare'u Shtei Elus Kedei Pirashti, again the Bach puts in, the E Masnis and HaReisha Koi, who Aruye, to tell me, the Hadik Tonish, the Edios, Mairi, Afa Pishavroin, as a Masvah Kedei Kesavdi, the Samuch. So if that were the Pshat and Rava, the Amasis and Koi, the Taner Shtei Edios, Kedepirashti, meaning that the Shtei Edios is even when I had the Tzir from Masra, Im Kain Havele Lemeimar, then what should Rava have said emphatically in the words? The Im Rav Ein Mitztarfin, Shezal Iker Achidush. In other words, what do the words of Rava say? How do they read? Amar Rava, Im Hayu Ron Samasim, Amasim Mitztarfin. That works. Sounds like, what's the chiddush of Rava? That there is a tzir from Masra. According to Yesh Mefarshim, what's the chiddush of Rava? That there is a tzir from Masra, or that without the tzir from Masra, nothing else is going to help you. The other stuff is not going to help you. What's the chiddush according to Yesh Mefarshim? That you need this, and without it, you wouldn't be able to just rely on anything else. You need tzir from Masra. So then, he should have said, M'lavei Mitztarfin. By the fact that he just focuses on the Mitztarfin, it sounds like the chiddush is the tzir of itself. So therefore, it must be going not on the Mishnah, but going on Wahalacha, on the Dnei Yismiuchedah. Says Rava, Tzir of HaMasra is good enough. And Huadin, in the Mishnah. For whatever reason, Rava chose to say it on the Braisa Yismiuchedah. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. That's what Tosfos learns it that way. The Bach wonders, why did Rava say it on the Mishnah too, which is a bigger chiddush. But at Maisa, we have here two different perspectives in Rava. Yaakov.
Does that mean, according to Rabbi,
Edus Miuchedes,
the fact that he doesn't say without?
Edus Miuchedes, without them seeing each other, but with the Tzirif of the Masra?
If you didn't have the Tzirif of the Masra, since you said he doesn't say
if you don't have Tzirif of Masra, you don't have your own Eilus Elu, then you have a problem of Edus Miuchedes. What?
You just have
you know, by Edus Miuchedes without the Tzirif of Masra.
Yeah.
So again, so no. So Chayra, you're saying you have to have it anyway. But what's he who's he mitzurf to?
There.
You're asking a found quite interesting question. How could the Edus Miuchedes count as Edus by Ron Eilus Eilu without Tzir from Masra?
Yeah.
Means a man of shach. You're going to have it. So 1 second. Let's cheshbon together. So you have to have a Tzir from Masra. Okay, but it's not a sufficient quotation question. What else are you going to have? You're right. You're quite right. He's correct. Yaakov is correct. The same way the Yesh Mevarshim is hold that you cannot kill a person in Huvehein Ha'eragim without the Masa being shaykh to the Kitei Edom that are going to kill the person, you're not going to be able to have an Edus Miuchedes that's going to be not Miuchedes, that's going to become unified. Basically, it's no different than Shtei Kitei Edom that needs Yerfa Masa. So Edus Miuchedes Aron Eilus Eilu is not Miuchedes, the definition. Okay, but what about the Masra? So you're quite right. So what are you going to have to say about the Masra? According to the Yesh Mefarshim, this goes back to the earlier Tosis. You're going to ultimately going to have what? As well. Yeah. Yeah, you are. You are. Now, why would it be better for Tosis? For Tosis, it's not true. If you have Tzira for Masra, it's not Miuchedes already. If you have Ron Eilus Eilu, you don't need a Tzira for Masra, as long as you have a Masra. There's really a double. There's two issues that flow out of this. According to Tosis, if you have Echad Echad, let's go Echad Echad and Stein Stein. Echad Echad. Rowin Elu Es Elu, but there's no Tzir from the Master. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, can you kill the person?
No.
Because the Master has to be Shayach to the Edus. According to Tosis, can you kill the person? As long as there was a Master. The Master doesn't have to be Mitzuref with the Eidim. Clear. Shtayim Shtayim, same thing. You cannot kill the person without Tzirof HaMasra. So, whether it's 2-2 and each one is separate from the other, and you're going to have Huvehei Ne'eragin, whether you're going to have a Kata 4 and you want to kill the person, you're not going to be able to have any way to act on the Edus without Tzirof HaMasra. For the Yesh Mefarshim, that would require, therefore, Tzirof HaMasra in addition to Tzirof of the two Kitei Edim.
What's the difference?
According to the Yesh Mefarshim, Tzirof HaMasra is not sufficient to unify the two Kitei Edim, nor is it sufficient to unify the Echad Echad into Shtayim. The Tosa, Tzirof HaMasra, would serve to unify the Echad Echad into Shtayim, and would serve to unify Shtayim Shtayim into Arba, in the same way that you have Mitzvos and Ro'en Elu Es Elu. And again, Tosa sees it in Rav. Tosa sees it in Rav. Yes, are you? So let's speak out. That's exactly what I speak out now. So let's see if you can answer your own question. Okay, Rabosa, this entire question. Now that we read this Tosis, I spoke it out yesterday, but you hadn't seen the Tosis. Now you should answer the question. So Tosis sees in Rava, the way Tosis reads in Rava, the din of Rava is actually an application of the rule of the Mishnah, Mixas and Rowan Elus Elu. The Mishnah said it by Shtayim Shtayim. Rava, for whatever reason, chose to say it by Echad Echad. But it lies within Rava's words, correct? So, in effect, if I have Tzirof HaMasra, I have everything I need to be Mitzaref, the one and one or the two and two, into one cup, correct? Now, if we go back, which is obviously diametrically opposed to the Shitas Yesh Mefarshim, because they learn that the Mishnah is discussing already as a given that there's a Tzirof of the Masra, and yet the Mishnah has this other requirement to be Eidus Achas that their own Eilus Eilu. All this was spelled out by Tosis earlier in the Yesh Mefarshim. Let's go back to the earlier Tosis. And Tosis asks on the Yesh Mefarshim this very question. Tosis quotes the Yesh Mefarshim back in the earlier Tosis. Yesh Mefarshim shetzarech shetehei kol kad v'kad ro amasra o amasra ro osan os mitzarf amasra lezu v'lezu dem lo kenin amasra mitzarf iman v'lo yoharek al piyem delo amin anerag imkin amasra me'edus shibon l'chaivo. Skip the next two lines for a minute right now. Umikom mako, havu ashtei kitos shtei edios. And even though I have a tzirof hamasra, nevertheless, the two kitos who don't see each other are considered distinct and separate from each other. Kevan she'en katzu roezu. V'kasha lemorish yechya. The Tosis now asks on the shita that he just quoted, Maikom, what are you talking about? that the Mishnah is discussing as a given, a tziruf of the Masra, and on top of that, the shaila is whether you have a tziruf of the Kitos directly. The Mishnah has to be asked to be told about when you don't have a tziruf of the Masra. Because if you say that, if you tell me that they see the Masra or Masra or Osan, then obviously have the Ashtei Kitos Ebus Achas Apish Enron Zezze Da Masra Mitzarfan. Because then the Masra Mitzarfan Kidik Tani Reisha Bisman Shemik Sasa Roon Eilus Eilu. Amo Lo Be'inan Shei Kosh Naim Shemikan Roon Es Eilu Mikan Eilu Bechad Sagi. Rabbo say, reading those words right now should bring back to us what we just read in our Tosis. Except, interestingly enough, Tosis says everything except to do what? Except to quote the Gemara itself. He quoted the Mishnah, he can quote Rav. Arya, it's your question, correct? Yep. In other words, what we just read in our Tosis, Pshat and Rava, is exactly what that Moshe Yichya is asking on the Yesh Mefarshim, except that everything he said was correct, except he didn't say Kedah Amar Rava. Both say, why didn't he quote Rava? No, what's the Avi? Answer your own kasha. Why did he quote Rava?
You would say that because the Yishma
Forshon. Because they had their own. Because to the contrary, he couldn't quote Rava because he knows what he's going to say. Mikan Hochichu
Yishma Forshon.
He couldn't use Rava as a raya. Guess Yishma Forshon. If it's only his pshat and Rava. To the contrary, the cheshbon of the pshat is that the Yishma Forshon saw in Rava a raya to their pshat, and the premise that Tosis is using to ask against them is based on his reading of Rava, which is a very different reading of Rava. So it mamish comes out like each one is quote unquote l'shitaso of how they read Rava. I mean, whether Rava is what led the Yishma Farshim or because of what their premise was is what they that led them to learn into Rava, okay, I'm not saying which came first. But at the end of the day, it's not that Rava couldn't be used as a kasha against them, because to the contrary, they saw Rava as premised on what they're saying. So all Tosis could do was saying misvara, because ultimately, for Tosis, Rava did say that. But misvara, it should follow, says Tosis. Tosis feels misvara that this is identical to Miksas and Rowan Esel Eil. If they didn't see each other, but there's a Tzir Famasra, that's the same thing. So therefore, the Kasha cannot bring Rava in. You can't use Rava as a sledgehammer against Yesh Mepharshim. Go ahead, Ayah.
The question was more that if they have a proof to why Rava, if Tosis is a proof to why Rava can't be like them, then how do you accept an answer from the Yesh Mepharshim that Rava is really talking about the Mishnah? I mean, it can't be talking about the Mishnah, and therefore we could put
No, Tosis had his Kashas. Look, whatever Tosis is going to ask, they're not spoiled from the Kasha. See, again, all you're doing is just bringing the Kasha of later into now. Tosis quoted the pshat of Rava, didn't think it fit the words of Rava, gave his own pshat, then asked the Kasha on the Lashon. But ultimately, Tosis could not bring that in now. When it gets to Rava, he'll tell you why he thinks your pshat is wrong. Now he's asking Stam Yisvar. But now I'm going to ask Rabbi Yisai another question in Havana. Rabbi says, so far, so good, I hope. Yeah? If it's so clear to Tosis that Rava's statement and the idea that Tziruf HaMasra is exactly the same thing as Miksas and Ro and Eilus Eilu, to the extent that that's Pshat and Rava, and it could have been asked Misvara on the Yesh Mepharshim, which is what he did, even before he brought Rava in. So what does Rava need to tell me? So what's Rava adding to the Mishnah? Lishita Satosis, that you can have a tzir from Rowan Eilus Elu via a third party like the Masra. So then what does Rava need to tell me what's Pashat Misvara? Remember, Tosis could ask the Kasha on the Yesh Mepharshim even without quoting Rava. Meaning to say, because they'll say another Pshat and Rava, but Tosis feels that ultimately it's the same thing as Miksas and Rowan Eilus Elu. So now I'm asking you, so what did Rava have to tell to me? Why do Rava have to tell? It's Hainoach. For Tosis, it's Hainoach. It's the same thing. So let me ask you the question. There's two things we could think about here. Let's go one by one. Again, everyone so far, are you with me? Anyone needs to clarify anything so far? Any other steps along the way? We're holding?
Just to clarify, so when at the end of the Kasha of the Rebbe Peretz, when he's saying, Shavikan Rowan and Asikibu Rikana Al Bachat Sogi, that's what Rebbe's saying? Is the Shika of Rava that he's bringing out?
Where are you reading from?
The end of the Kasha. That's where he's bringing out.
The end of. Yeah, the Kasha Tosis has on the Yesh Mefarshim is that Al Karkok, the Mishnah is talking with it, was not of the Sirv of the Masra, because, as he says, because Di'i Ro'an HaMasra, HaMasra Ro'a Osan, Havia Shtei Kitos Eidus Achas, Apishen Ro'an says that the HaMasra Mitzarfan, Kitetani Reishob, is Machim Yisasan Ro'an Eilus Eilu, Alma, Lo Be'inan Shikor Shnaim Shemikan Ro'an Ezeh Eil Mikan, El Bechad Sagi. Yeah, that Kasha, so, I mean, I'm building a kasha, follows. So why didn't he quote Rava on this? So how could he learn such a pshat that you cannot have, you still need a roan elus ego even if you have the tzirif of the masra? How could that be? So Tosis says, because after all, if you have the tzirif of the masra, that's like roan elus ego. And that's good for what Rava, that's, according to Tosis, that's what Rava said. So let him ask from Rava. Rabbi said it by echad, no, he couldn't have said it even by shtayim. It's a bigger chiddush. But Tosus took for granted that lies within Rava. No, so then quote Rava. So he doesn't quote Rava because Rava could be interpreted as an additional condition on the Mishnah, which is what the Yishuv Farshim did for Rava. Okay, so Tosus couldn't quote, so he asked me Svar. No, if he can ask me Svar on the Yishuv Farshim, then I'm asking you, Rabbi Osei. So why did Rava have to tell it to me? So I tell you as follows. This I got from the Ritva, this basic Indian, and I thought about it, and I have another application of this question. What would you say in the following situation? Okay, let's say Echad Echad, Shtayim Shtayim, no difference. The separate Edim on either side, the 1-1, the 2-2, don't see each other, but there is a tziruf al yedei adam shlishi, who has no shaykhis to anything here. Forget about a master. Let's say the master was from one maiden, okay? So we have a master. Take care of the master. The master's good. But we want to know whether we can combine the two aiden on either side, or the two aiden and the two aiden to be kind of Dalit. So can the... Let's go about 2 and 2, right? Can the 2 and 2 become 4 through a Rowan S. Adam Floni, who has no shaykhis to anything here? But that person sees the two on this side, two on the other side, or the two on the either side see that person. The master is one of the eight. Forget about the master. Would that also create a din of unifying them?
No.
Or echad echad? So why not? Why not?
He knows that the two different paths were there, but they don't know that they both witnessed the event at the same time.
I don't know. What are you saying? What are you saying exactly? Yeah. I wonder if these two kitayim can become a cataphor. So they didn't see each other, but there's somebody that sees both. He's not a master. He's not.
Does this third party also see the killing happen?
Omishanelli.
Who says he? Happen,
okay, let's say he did. Okay, sure. Okay, he saw. He's not shaykh to the Sohinyan. So what? You think it should be left?
No, it shouldn't. No, the master is what gives these Edom shaykhs to this.
What gives them shaykhs to each other is somebody who is also shaykh to the matter at hand. Yeah?
Is that the next
dosis? What's the next dosis? Okay, let's see. Oh, Master Ro, O son Mitzdarfin. Let's go. Hold the cash, everyone. Okay, we're hanging ourselves, okay? Perush, Al PM Nerak. The Master Ro, O son Mitzdarfin, meaning Al PM Nerak. If you have the master sees each individual aid, then he can be killed based on the edus of the two Edim, who independently saw the Maisa Ritzicha, didn't see each other, but the Maser saw them. V'im Tomer. Nu, v'heicha mehemne leilu Masre, lo mashiro o son larog ezeh. How can you trust the Masre who saw that he saw those separate one-on-one, Edim, in order to kill this person? The stomach of the master is therefore in Beis Din, talking. Okay? Otherwise, like, you'd have to get him to Beis Din to find out. But he's only one person. Did he see the murder? Didn't see the murder. He's not testifying about the murder, but he's telling us that he saw Ed Reuven and Ed Shimon. Now, there's two things that can create Sira for the master. Either the master sees the individual Edim, or the individual Edim see the master. So now, if the master, so Bishlama Kishiro and Hamasra, I understand if the two individual Edim see the master. So then, Harehim Shnai. So then they come to Beis Din, and each one says, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. And what else do the two Edim say as individuals? That we, each of us saw, not each other, but that we saw the master. So that's good. So you have two Edim that testify that they saw the master, and that's what allows them to become one. They have Shnayim, that there was a tziruf with the master. Avo, master of Roe Osan, Kasha. But the case of master seeing them means they didn't see the master. So they testify about the murder. And the master can tell us that he saw the two individual Edim. So how is that going to be trusted? He's only one aid. He's only one aid, and what are you doing here? What are you accomplishing here through this edus? You're going to kill somebody. So how can you have the one masra be enough to justify that you have here not edus miuchedes to kill a person? Moshe?
Who says he's like an actual aid versus you just heard?
Yeah, Stan, who says he comes to Beis Din? So obviously then for sure you have you for sure have a problem. So Tosus is granting he comes to Beis Din, fine. But he's still not going to help you.
Right, but the person who's wearing edict, he's not there also. Can you say that he's maybe not even there to be an aid?
I understand, but if he had credibility as one aid, so we can accept what he has to say, that he saw the other two, that's okay. But the problem is he's still only one person. But Maisa, if we can get that verification through proper channels, that the standards of halacha, that you can accept that assumption that he saw the two, then we know that there was a tziruf. But again, the problem is he's only one person. So what does Tos have to do to explain, how do we know that Hamasa ro osam? The issue Omar, let's see the terrace. The Mairi, Sheyesh Edim, Shemi'idim, Shahamasra Ro Osan. So you have independent Edim that can tell Beis Din that the Masra saw Reuven and Shimon, the individual Edim who did not see each other. So now I know that there was a seer from the Masra, the Masra Ro Osan. But no, so then let them be made already on the murder? No. Ach, lo roha maisa osan ha'edim. Those Edim didn't see the maisa. So it comes out, you have like this. You have Reuven and Shimon did not see each other, but they saw murder. Now you have a Masra, who two other Edim testified to Beis Din that the Masra saw Reuven and Shimon. And now you can kill the murderer based on the edus of Reuven and Shimon, because we know there was a tzira from the Masra, even though Reuven and Shimon did not see each other. So in the case of the Reuven and Shimon seeing the Masra, they can tell you themselves that they saw the murder and they saw the Masra. Good. Case of Masra or son, you're going to have independent verification. Now, the Ritz, that's come. So how does this help us here? You took us down a path here with Tosis. How does this help our question?
I heard he was asking that if there's another guy that sees both of these people, can that be enough?
I was asking, could you have a third party who's not a Masra be enough to combine the two Edim? Right.
So this is a third party that's combining the Masra with the.
This is a separate Edus. This is not. I'm not asking. I ask you, if you have, let's say you have Edim that testify that Ploni Almoni saw Reuven and Shimon, who are Edim on the murder, but Reuven and Shimon did not see each other. So I know that Ploni Almoni saw Reuven and Shimon. Can that be enough to accept the Edim of Reuven and Shimon to kill the murderer? Not a Masra. I have independent verification that there was a tziruf of an Adam Shlishi. Meanwhile, we have to run a tosis. Okay, I'm no charata. We earned another tosis. Good. It's going to come together a bit. But Lamaisa, like, our question still stands. We know that there's a tzira for master that can come in one of two ways. Either the Eidim, who are one and one for Tosis, saw the master, that's easy. They can tell us they saw the master, or the master sees them, which we'd have to figure out from other Eidim that there was, in fact, the master saw them. Sid, I'm asking you, what started us off here? And that's a chiddush of Rav. So I asked you, why does Rav have to tell me that? It's the Mishnah. So I posed another question. What would be if it was another person, not the master, that has this tziruf? So I got this from the Ritva. Let's maybe look at the Ritva together. It's the end of the Ritva that's relevant, but we'll do the whole piece. Okay, the whole piece is O Masavro O San Mitzdarfin, right? See the piece in the Ritva. Masavro O San Mitzdarfin, Perush. So Ritva says, Vashmi Inan Rava Shizeb Chlau Masa Shanir Mishna Seinu. Again, according to the Ritva, Rava is directing himself not to Edis Nyuchedes. Rava is directing himself to the Mishnah itself, that Ro and Eros Eru can be fulfilled through Tziruf of the Master. Otherwise, Rava wouldn't argue in the Mishnah, so it must be that Rava is going on the Mishnah. V'yib Toma. So Rava, the Ritva asks the Kasha, that should be familiar to us, with a variation. V'yim Toma. Hecha dov azeh nigmar al pi ha-masra levad, she'osa osam edus achas, she'lo liyo zomen ha-shezim u'kulon, ve'shetuspat el-edus kum ha-idei karvo pasu. What's the kasha of the Ritva? How can you have everything depend on one person? He's only one person. Now, it's Tosis kasha, but it's a variation. And why is it a variation? What would Tosis be asking? How can you have one aid, the mitzaref, the two separate aidim, to kill the person? Because Eidus Miuchedes now would not be able to kill the person, and now the tziruf of the master allows the one and the one to become two, to kill the person. You only have one aid, a master, to tell us that the two aidim are connected. For the Ritva, the kasha is a little bit different, because for the Ritva, Rava wasn't going on what case? Whoever was going on the case of it's Miuchedes. So it's not a kasha. How can one aid be enough to kill the person? Rav was going on the case of you have already enough to kill the person. You have Shtayim. But they're not Ron Eilus Eilu. But what do you have? You have a Tzir from Masra. How? The Masra sees them. So how can them, and what my nafkamina? They become Eidus Achas, the Achi Zumukulan, and in Sakarvo Pasul, that Eidus Abateo. It's all one cut. Says the Ritva, I understand. How do I know there's a Tzir of the Masra? A Masavro Osem to make the Shtayim into four, Benogea the Halachas that we just stated, the Nitzakarvo Pasul, for example. How do I know? Only from the Master. That's the Ritva's Kasha. Again, it's Tosis Kasha, but Ritva Lishitasa is asking it on the case of Shtayim. So let's see what he answers. The Yeshuomar, the Nairi, Shiyesh Eidim, Sherau Es HaMasra Hazeh, Omid Bimokum, Sherau Osan. No, same Teretz. As Tosis, where you have separate Eidim that see the Masred standing where he is in a place, in vantage point, Shavro Osan, Va'afo Pishem Lo Ro Osan, Ro Oso. Oh no, Apishem Lo Ro Osan, what would it mean? Apishem Lo Ro Osan means they didn't see the. What does it mean? Didn't see what? The other Eidim. Yeah. Oh, so listen carefully. What's the Ritva saying? You have Eidim that testify that they saw the Masra seeing the Eidim. So now what's bothering the Ritva? Listen to this. So what do you need the Masra now? Seeing the Eidim. If they're Eidim seeing the Masra seeing the Eidim, so just say you had a Masra and you have a tziruf of the Eidim through the Eidim who saw the separate Eidim. Which is essentially saying you don't need tziruf of the master, you just need tziruf of anybody. So that's what's brought, as the Ritva speaking, he's brought in by that question. He's stumbling on his words. He says, wait a second. The Marishiesh Eidim Sharoos HaMasra HaZeh Omid Mokam Sharo Osan. The Afal Pishahim Lo Ra'u Osan. The Eidim themselves didn't see who? The separate Eidim. But they saw that the master saw the separate Eidim. Why does the Ritva need that? Because otherwise he's implying that you would have here a tziruf of the Eidim via separate Eidim. That's what he says initially. But then he backtracks. According to right now, if he throws the frame right now, what would that mean? The tziruf of the separate Edom can come al yidei anybody. But then he backtracks. Va'afilu yiru, O son, even if those separate Edom who see that the Masra saw the separate, I say separate, even those independent Edom that say that they saw the Masra saw the separate Edom, saw themselves directly those separate Edom, that wouldn't be sufficient to mitzaref those separate Edom into one kat. Why? Afil yiro, son, ain't tziruf le'edim ela b'ri'iyas ha-masra bahem, that the master sees them, the shayach b'milsa. The shayach b'milsa. So what's the Ritva saying in conclusion? That in order to create tziruf of the Edom, you need somebody who is shayach to the Inyan. Shayach to the Inyan. Stam to get somebody minachutz, there's no shaykhis, and that's going to create a mixasaronit. That can't be. It has to be the master. So now, how do you know the master saw them? Good. You can get Adam to technically fill us in on that information that the master saw them. But they're seeing them directly without doing it. You need the master to see them, for them to see the master. Very interesting. So now, if I ask you back a question, so what did Rava tell us new if the Mishnah Rei says mixasaron elisei? What did Rava add?
Even the master.
Even the master, or the dafka the master. It's not just even, it has to be the master. Dugma ledavar zeh. You saw Meir, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just pointing back to what Zagi was bringing up before when he discussed the Tosfos, that what is it that makes a shayach milta? The fact that it's giving a surah, or also the not giving, is that he saw the maisa of
shayach, he doesn't say he saw the maisa of Tzizba. I mean, he had to be, he's a master. But Shaykh bin Nosa is one of the same thing. He's giving us, he saw the murder. He's essential for building the case against the person. Some, all that, all of the above, 100%.
Both Tosfos and Rebbe both say that they didn't see the mice themselves. Right, that's in course to
They didn't see the mice. That's in that Shaykh bin Nosa. You're saying what if they didn't give? You're asking like this, something in the middle. What's the standard of Shaykh bin Nosa? Is it because of the Hasra, or because he saw the mice? What would you think? If they saw the Maisa, then let them be the Edom. No,
I mean, according to Ritva, you already have two Edom on either side.
Stand, right? So no, so you have a bigger. Yeah, but you have a bigger cut. It's a kavul pasul, the old one cut. Dugma ledavar, this issue, someone who's not shayach bin Nosa can create a tziruf. Yes or no? Remember, I mentioned the Chagav in the beginning. Where else do you find this inyan of miksasan roan elus elu? Gabi Zimun, I think it's coming up in a couple of days if you're doing the daf. I don't know if anyone is in that. It's the seventh parak of brachas. It just started yesterday, the seventh parak. And daf nun. So for that daf, you can do it, okay? Daf nun, okay, in a couple of days. The Mishnah talks about Zimun. It says, Shtei Chaburos, Mishnah daf nun amid aleph, Shayu ochos b'bayis echad. Bizman shemiksasan roan elu es elu, har elu mitstarfin lezimun. If you have miksasaron elus elu, then they combine to zimun. But imlav elu mizam laatzman, elu mizam laatzman. Derech agav, it's masmul from the Mishnah that the tziruf here is the equivalent of shtaim shtaim or echad echad, because you're talking about each one has the potential for zimun. What would you say in a case like this? Derech agav, parentheses, open parentheses. If you had, let's say, a one and a two, and the miksasaron, would that also be enough to create the chiv of zimun? In Tosis here, you think it's more kavachomer, right? If it's more, but lemaisa it's a machlokas. So the Eger and Shulchan Aruch is mitzayin on this halacha, which is in Arachayim Kuf Sadi Hey. So it's born halacha there. Sif Aleph, shtei chaburos ochos b'bayis echad or b'shtei batim eksasin rom elos el mitstarfos lezimun lav ein mitstarfos. So the Kiv Eger says, b'tshuvas harashbash kasav dafka b'shiyesh zimun l'chol chabura b'chabura. Bifneatzmo, the measurement starfin lizamin yachad, of a shiya shir zimun, I date siruf lo. Ba'ayin lo beis Yosef, the mashikasab, that sounds like otherwise, that even if it's not enough in each one. Chemas mishuvas haratmo chokas. The Gemara there on Amid Beis, on this very situation, has, let's say it's not roan elus elu, But, says the Gemara, Tana, one line of Gemara, Im ye shamash beinein, shamash mitzarfan. If it is a shamash, who's meshamash, both chaburos, hashamash mitzarfan. And that's quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch, in the continuation of the seed. Ye shamash echad l'shteim, hu mitzarfan. This shamash has a mitzvah zimun, katan, who's meshamash, an isha. What would you say? Same type of a shashel. In other words, the Ritva's equivalent over here, it's who creates the tzir of a mitzvah and rona elis eil, only the master. The master is shayach b'milsa. Again, I'm not saying the stairs have to be identical, but it's something to think about. When you talk about a tziruf of rona elis eil, and you want to extend that to a case of a third party, like over here, the masra, so you have there the shamash be mitzar, but is it only a shamash who's shayach to mitzvah zimun? Or could it be a shamash that's not shayach to mitzvah? But l'maisa, that can also create for the two kitos to create one entity. So a whole interesting, I found it interesting, there's a sefer of Cook, an old sefer of Cook, Itur Sofrim, one of his early svarim. He brings this shayla, this very shayla. Nish'alti ish echad muflag the Torah, Halacha l'maisa, badet nan brachas dafnun. He brings this halach of shamash, yesh gestapik, and be'inan sheyeh shamash bar chiyuva bebirchas hamas and birchas hazimun. He says, safik gadol shvay l'estapik bo, and then behem shachad varim, he says, look, I don't know for sure, but mashamanu kayotze bo, the mishta demakas. And he brings the inyan of the masra. And he wants to be told it in another thing. Let's take it further. Another level here. The next line of the Gemara. After the statement of Rava of Siraf HaMasra, what does Rava say further? Amar Rava, the Amar Rava, Masra Sha'amru, Afilu Mipi Atzmo, V'Afilu Mipi Hashed. So what does Rava say? The Masra Sha'amru can even be Mipi Atzmo. According to Rashi, what is Mipi Atzmo? Even the Haruk can be the Masra. The Me'iri seems to say Pshat, even the person himself, that's a Chiddush even more. But Mipi Hashed. This statement of Rava, what is he telling me? A halacha in Hasra, a halacha in Tziruf HaMasra. So you're telling me it's an independent name of Rava. Independent name of Rava. Not shaykh to the tziruf of Eidus Miuchedes. It's halacha. It doesn't really belong in this line of Gemara. Yeah. But Rav Kook goes on to say, l'chaira, one can wonder, maybe, in terms of the shayla of the shamish, and then the shayla over here by the masra that we're asking, if you would learn, possibly, that the second statement of Rava is piggybacking on the first statement of Rava, what was the first statement of Rava? About the masra role, that you can have a tziruf of the masra. Now he says, on top of that, Masra Sha'amro, feel me piat fi hashed. In other words, the Haruk, who sees Reuben and Shimon, who see the person murdering him, even the Haruk, a feel piat hashed? What would that mean?
Just if you hear the Asra, even though you don't see something.
You don't see it. You hear it. But how could that be plugged into the Roh and it's a massive Roh Osan? A shade is seen, a shade can see. Well, if you want to, again, it's all, we don't know, maybe it's a separate halacha, but if it's halacha, the shade can see. So you would talk about the Masra Roh Osan. Yeah, but how would you know the Masra Roh Osan? You have to have two independent aidin that say, we saw the Masra Roh Osan, but they couldn't see the shade, so you couldn't work it out. It wouldn't work. And they can't say their Roh is a Masra with the shade. Yeah? Yeah, so then it comes out, you have to be right, Moshe. This statement is not a raya. This statement is not going to be about tziruf. It's only about a separate halacha. And again, this is part of what you have to cheshbon out over here. Whether you can have a tziruf, not idea masra. But it could be, if you hold like the Ritva concludes, that it has to be the masra, then Rava's point is well taken. Rava's telling me that you need a tziruf a masra as opposed to somebody else. This is one possibility in terms of what Rava's doing over and above the Mishnah. Moshe?
Yeah, can we maybe say that Rava is implying that the Mitzarfin is really only for the Edom and not for the let's start based off of the second. Based off the second statement that says that even without a master, even if it's killed or if it's like a shaid, meaning that you don't even really need to have the master as part of the edus.
That is the kasha, the second kasha Tosis asked on the Yesh Mefarshim before. Go back to the earlier Tosis. What did Tosis ask further? The old kasha, right before the lines get wider, the Tosis. See, we're combining all the Tosis in here. A lot is intertwined. The old kasha, what was the next kasha the Tosis asked? First kasha was on the Yesh Mefarshim, that how could they hold that row, that if you have the tziruf of the masra, you still need row and elis elu. Ask Tosis, if you have tziruf of masra, that should be enough. The second kasha is the old kasha, lepirusham, the tzarech sheya masra me'idusan. What is your assumption? The masra has to be shayech to the edim. How could that be? Harmina b'gemara, this next line that we just read, harmina b'masra shamru afilum piyat piyashed, v'oz vaday lo havi hamasra me'idusan klal. How could the Yesh Mefarshim learn that the mas has to be shayach to the edus? You see, you can have mipi at from piyashay; they're not from the edus. What does the Rambam hold about this issue about the tziruf hamasra about the mipi at from piyashay? Interesting chidushim in the Rambam. So, in terms of tziruf hamasra, we see something very interesting, something different than what we've seen so far. The Rambam holds in Perek Daud of edus. Eight in the first of Svichim, she named Rowan Hosa, Avera Keechad, or Svichim Rohad Keechad, but in a mumness in Svichim Kach, Kate said, Hai Echad Roel Mechalon Zek, Shavra Avera, Veda Shinra Mechalon Acher. Im Hayu Shnea Aidim Roem Ze Zemit Starfin, Vimrave Mit Starfin. You need to have that they see each other. Haya Zeha Masra Bo, Roa Esa Aidim. Okay, so this is now Rav. So what's Rava going on according to the Rambam? First of all, what's the Rambam interpreting Rava? What's he going on? On what halacha? What? No. Well, yuchedes. Come yuchedes. Rambam's talking yuchedes. In maha yazeh ha-masev roe esa edim. Ve ha-edim roim oso. Again. Ha yazeh ha-masev bo roe esa edim. Ve ha-edim roim oso. What does the Rambam say? Both. Alpha Pish ain't rowing zeh, zeh hamasa mitzarfa. What's Pish and the Rambam? You need both. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Apparently, the Rambam's girsa was not O ha'edim, but ve ha'edim ro'osa. The Rambam, Amir and Subi Gemara, Amar Rava, da da da, Kachi Girsa Sfareinu, Avod Midivi Rabbeinu Nira Shahaya Gores, Hayiroin and Samasra, Viha Masra Roas, and Kachi Girsa Smag. No, what are the benefits of the Rambam, Sheet Girsa? What Kasha have you right away answered off the top of Tosis Kasha? What was Tosis Kasha? Bishlam Mawad, I understand. Roim is Hamasra. How does that come about? Because you have two Adam saying that. Masra Roo's son is only one. But according to the Rambam, it's not a separate case. So then it's good. Then you have Shnei Adam. Then the Adam are saying that we know we saw him, he saw us. Good, beautiful. Saptos. But now, go back to Tosis. But our Girsa is Tziruf Hamasra is sufficient in one direction. But Rabosei, now I ask you the following question. Tosis took for granted that the Tziruf Hamasra of Rava is synonymous with what halacha of the Mishnah? Miksas and Rowan Eilus Eilu, to the extent that even without quoting Rava, he was able to jump all over the Yesh Mefarshim and say, how could you tell me that you have Tziruf HaMasra and it's still not good enough because you also need Ro'en Eilus Eilu? If you have Tziruf HaMasra, then you have everything you need from Miksas and Ro'en Eilus Eilu. You see the Mishnah, it's enough Miksas and Ro'en Eilus Eilu. L'chor, there's a difference. Because here it says, O HaMasra, it can go one way. But the Mishnah says, Roan Elus Elu. Maybe that means that you need them to be Roan Elus Elu both directions. How could you use Tziruf HaMasreh one direction, he sees them, or they say him, and say that counts for the Mishnah? Maybe it doesn't count for the Mishnah because you don't have the Tziruf in both directions. And we had the Shai when we first read the Mishnah. What's Miksas and Roan Elus Elu in the Mishnah? Does it mean that they have to be see the other one, they have to be seen by the other one, or is it enough if it's one direction? From the fact that Tosis is using the Tziruf HaMasreh as another application of the principle of the Mishnah, it would seem to indicate that for Tosis, the Mishnah also only requires Roan Elus Elu one direction. So Tosis says, if it's Idea Masreh, should be the same thing. But if you hold that you need both directions, how could Tziruf HaMasreh be enough if by Rava the Geirus of according to Tosis is, oh! So how could that be better, be equal to the case of Roan Elu Es Elu, has to be both directions? But Kinnira, that would mean that the Yesh Mepharshim have a simple response to Tosis. Maybe they hold the other way. Maybe they hold that Roan Elu Es Elu means both directions. For them, you would need that on top of Tziruf HaMasreh. Could be there would be Moda, in other words, it could be according to, if we're correct in Cheshbin, the Yesh person would agree that there is a case that you don't need Roan Elus Elu. What would be that case? If you had the Rambam's case of Tziruf HaMasreh, if you would have the Master Roan Osan and then seeing the Master, then the Yesh person would agree. But that's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah just requires a Tziruf HaMasreh al Yidei that the Shtei Kitos see the Masreh or the Masreh sees the Shtei Kitos. That wouldn't suffice for Roan Elus Elu. There has to be both directions. But if all this is correct, then I have a steer in the Ritva, Rabosai. Because the Ritva also assumed that Rava was saying Pshat in the Mishnah. Rava's words, according to the Ritva, were going on the Mishnah. What part of the Mishnah? He's not arguing. He's going on the Mishnah. He's explaining the Roan Elus Elu Mishnah, Al Yidei Tziruf HaMasreh. And the Girsa of the Ritva is? Or. But if you remember, we were Medayik back when, that the Ritva himself, by an earlier Kasha that he asked in the Mishnah, we thought that that would have indicated that the Ritva requires it to be Roan Elus Elu in both directions. I don't know. They're still in the Ritva. So I don't know. I mean, to wake me up in the middle of the night about it. You have a terrace.